We're talking now with Michael Kelsey with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, OCA and Oklahoma Pork Council mentioned in a lawsuit that has been brought against the state of Oklahoma over plant-based meat-type products that want to try to overturn a law that came out of the Oklahoma State Legislature this last spring. Tell me a little bit about, you know, give us a little bit of background of how this particular measure came about and what needs to be done to defend it.
You bet. So several years ago, OCA, we started our membership, saw the challenge that the dairy industry was having regarding milk and milk substitutes that were coming in, and such as almond milk and soy milk and some of those types of things, and basically pirating, if you'll let me use that term, the identifier, milk, to try to persuade consumers to purchase their product. And so the dairy industry really had a lot of challenges with that. And so in fact, this is even on the national level, working with us, at least in the cattle industry with NCBA, that when we saw these meat alternative, fake meats, if you will, or plant-based products, and even the lab-based, the idea of a lab-based product, coming along, we thought, let's get ahead of the curve, if you will, and not have the problem, try to head off the problem that that our friends in the dairy industry received. And so here in Oklahoma, we worked on two sessions ago, a bill that was passed that mentions the things that we have in this bill. Now, last session, we went back in and did some tweaking of that bill, mainly to put it into Title II, which puts it under the jurisdiction of the Department of Agriculture, where meat labeling law is located. And in essence, what the bill did is it says that if a product wants to pass itself off as beef or pork or meat of some kind, then it must be properly labeled so consumers will know exactly what they're purchasing. The language in the bill clarifies that beef must come from cattle, pork must come from a pig, and meat must come from a livestock. It's pretty common sense, in our opinion, and the legislature overwhelmingly agreed, and so did the governor, and the bill was signed and goes into effect. The law goes into effect November 1st.
Now, with that said, we've got a legal challenge that's already appeared ahead of the actual effective date of this law. Plant-based trade association and one particular vendor saying that it's not fair.
Yeah, it is. So we're aware that a lawsuit's been filed. And let me be clear, OCA is not a defendant in the lawsuit. The lawsuit that's been filed is specific to the state of Oklahoma, because it's a law in Oklahoma that goes into effect in November. But obviously we have a great interest not only in carrying the bill, but also defending it. And so you're right. It's here. We look forward to working with the state of Oklahoma and defending this. Again, in our minds, this is common sense. Beef comes from cattle. And if someone wants to try to use that term in their product, and it's not from cattle, then they must clearly delineate that, properly label it, if you will. And that's all the bill does. So in that sense, it protects consumers so that they know exactly what they're purchasing in that case.
Seems like that, I know that the company involved and the association that has filed this legal action against the state of Oklahoma, they are very unhappy about the idea of having to make that clarification as large as their actual brand that they've got on these packages that are not just sold in Oklahoma but around the country as well. Can Oklahoma, with an out-of-state company like that, do we have legal grounds to be able to do that type of protection?
Well, that's a great question, Ron, and certainly I'm not an attorney, and I'm not in the court, and so we'll look forward to the court answering that. But I can tell you, we worked hard on this language, knowing that other states have done similar types of measures but used different language, so that we worked hard to differentiate ourselves so that it could withstand challenges. So, for instance, it doesn't prohibit the use of any language. You can use any term you want. It just basically says if you use this term, then you must properly identify it. And so we worked very hard to do that. Now, to the point you're making, though, I think it is interesting, and we know that there are companies out there, there are entities out there, I should say, not necessarily companies, but more entities that if you start doing a little digging, that they're closely related to animal rights types groups, and their mantra is, if you will, is to move meat off the consumer's table. And so they want to totally replace meat. Now, I've not dug into this company that's brought this lawsuit. I don't know. But we certainly know that that agenda is out there by certain folks, by certain entities, and all the more reason that we wanted to make sure that this type of labeling was available and prominent here in Oklahoma. Look, Oklahoma loves beef. Oklahomans love beef. And it's just common sense to us that in state law, it should say, if you're going to say that beef has to come from a cow, a critter, if you will, with four legs, as I like to say, a ruminant animal with four hooves and speaks moo fluently. That's what beef comes from. And if someone's going to use that term on a different type of product, then they must clearly label that it is not beef, such as maybe it's a plant-based or whatever the case may be. But we think we have a good solid ground to stand on and look forward to supporting this through this process.
I know that there are several other states, as you mentioned, that have got similar type language that they put in at the state level. And some of them have been already challenged, haven't they?
They have. There's been several that have been challenged. I know that there are several in the challenging process. I've tried to keep up with that a little bit, but honestly just not aware totally of where some of those are exactly in their process and in their courts. And they may be a little different state by state in terms of their specific process, but it'll be generally the same. But you're absolutely right. There's several different challenges across the country.
Bottom line, for this particular piece of legislation, it sounds like you feel pretty confident that the state of Oklahoma has a good, solid base from which to argue this this particular piece of legislation.
I think we do. Yeah, I think it's just, again, it's just common sense. And that's how we tried to fashion this. We are very appreciative to work with our friends over at the Pork Council. Roy Lee Lindsay is executive director, a good friend. And those folks are just good, solid folks like us and agree that, again, you know, this is just a common sense. Oklahomans are common sense type folks. And it's unfortunate that we have to put this type of language in state statute, but you know, you've got folks out there that just don't really want to that they want to try to tag on to us. And as I began with, try to pirate our good name. And we're just not going to stand for that. And so the legislature overwhelmingly agreed. The governor agreed very quickly, signed this bill. We're pretty confident we can stand up in court on this.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, talking about legal action that's been brought against the state of Oklahoma over House Bill 3806 that was a part of the 2020 legislative session, passed into law, signed by the governor, and expected to take effect and is set to become effective November 1st of this year. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.